Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. Tens of thousands of the faithful, along with dozens of world leaders, attended Pope Leo XIV's inauguration mass this past Sunday in St. Peter's Square, kicking off a busy week for the new American pontiff.
Before the start of the mass, Pope Leo took his first Pope Mobile tour in St. Peter's Square. He then prayed at the tomb of St. Peter. During the Mass, he received the pallium, which symbolizes the Pope's role as a good shepherd, and the fisherman's ring.
CBS News reporter Sabina Castelfranco. On Wednesday, Pope Leo XIV's first general audience.
A warm welcome for Pope Leo XIV, with the faithful sharing the joy of his first general audience since becoming pontiff. The 69-year-old zipped through St. Peter's Square in his Pope Mobile before shifting focus to the war in Gaza.
La situazione nella striscia di Gaza.
He said, the situation in the Gaza Strip is increasingly worrying and painful, and called for, quote, sufficient humanitarian aid to be let in.
CBS News correspondent Chris Livesay at the Vatican. And back in the USA, the Pope's hometown Chicago White Sox are capitalizing on a visit made by the then Father Bob Prevost to attend the 2005 World Series as a fan.
There's a graphic installation near Section 140 at Raitt Field on Chicago's south side with a smiling mural of Pope Leo and a screenshot from the TV broadcast in 2005 in which he appeared in the stands.
That's one game that I will never forget, that I was sitting next to him.
That's Eddie Schmidt, who was just 5 at the time, and his family has been friends with the Pope for years.
I don't want anyone to think he's a Cubs fan, because he's not a Cubs fan.
The White Sox have sent the Pope a jersey and hat. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
And there's news about Pope Leo XIV's old modest home in Chicago.
The Chicago suburb of Dalton, Illinois, says it might use eminent domain to purchase the childhood home of Pope Leo. The one-story brick house was pulled off the market when the new pope was announced and is being renovated and is due to be auctioned next month. Village Mayor Jason House says the idea is to make it a historical site.
While many look at it as a financial opportunity, it's an obligation for us. And if we honor it properly, everybody will get the chance to unite and rejoice in the moment.
The village has sent a formal letter to the realty company that owns the house mentioning eminent domain as a possibility. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
And in other religion news, the Supreme Court has ruled against allowing Oklahoma's first religious public charter school. Reporter Brad Gibson is in Tulsa.
In a 4-4 split, the court blocked the ability of taxpayers funding a religious charter school that would teach a curriculum based on Catholic doctrine. The tie vote was the result of Justice Amy Coney Barrett's recusal from the case. Barrett gave no explanation when she disqualified herself in January, but many believe it was her connection with a key advisor to the Catholic school at the center of the case. The case threatened to upend U.S. charter school systems, affecting laws in as many as 46 states. Brad Gibson for CBS News, Tulsa.
And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.